Trump calls Fed officials boneheads, calls for zero or negative rates. By John Carney on September 11, 2019. President Donald Trump pushed his calls for lower interest rates further Wednesday, indicating that the Federal Reserve should perhaps aim for negative interest rates. The president said the Fed should get U.S. government interest rates down to zero or less, arguing that the U.S. should always be paying the lowest rate. The Fed targets the overnight interest rate banks pay to borrow reserves from each other. But expectations for the Fed's target control longer-term yields on bonds issued by the U.S. government. Lower rates make it cheaper for the government to borrow, lowering deficits by lowering required interest rate payments. Around $17 trillion in global bonds now have negative yields, meaning investors who hold them to maturity will lose money on the bonds. But if yields fall even further, the price of those bonds could go up, rewarding investors for having bought them despite the negative rate. U.S. bonds remain solidly in positive territory and the yield curve is no longer inverted, meaning long-term bonds once again have higher yields than short-term bonds. Jim Bianco, who heads Bianco Research, recently tweeted that U.S. bond yields are the highest in the developed world for the first time since 1958. As President Trump correctly points out, interest rates on treasuries are a major factor in future borrowing costs. Those, in turn, have a big influence on the size of future budget deficits. Lower interest rates can mean major savings for the U.S. government by lowering the amount the government must spend to support its debt. The Congressional Budget Office recently revised down its estimate of future interest rates by a small amount but said this would save $1.4 trillion in interest payments over the next 10 years. Trump called Fed officials boneheads for keeping rates too high. Fed officials meet next week to assess the economy and set their interest rate target. They are widely expected to reduce the target by 0.25 percentage point, often called a 25 basis point cut. Some investors think they could cut by as much as a 0.5 percentage point. Top Fed officials typically go dark in the week before the monetary policy meetings, avoiding making public speeches or comments. President Trump has in recent months taken to criticizing the Fed during this so-called blackout period.